Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Knepper covering, for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whitfield who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. There goes Evans. The throw from Carter to Spear, and Evans is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. Parrish moves to third. There goes Rogers trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper strikes out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers bunts towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frias hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Bob Knepper. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hill and he is out, Evans applying the tag. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Frias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Spear reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Frias moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frias scores. Spear scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez is walked intentionally. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whitfield, who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Valentine scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. John Curtis now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. Carter tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing center field. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Tim Foley. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Elliott pinch hits for John Curtis. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Expos. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frias hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Montreal Expos, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.